a man charged with murder and multiple firearm offenses in the recent President Kennedy Drive incident. Disability advocates call for urgent enforcement of recently introduced legislation. Embrace the new era of education, that message to all teachers across Barbados. And the Office of the Attorney General reporting that crimes against tourists are very low in Barbados. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
The Barbados Police Service, Major Crime Unit and Black Rock Criminal Investigations Department has arrested and charged 27-year-old Jerenda Alexander Thomas of Yearwood Land, Bankhall, St. Michael, in connection with murder and multiple serious offences. Police say that Thomas is accused of murdering Jabari Carrington on November 19th, along with four counts of endangering life, use and possession of firearm, possession of 15 rounds of ammunition, and two counts of criminal damage. He is expected to appear in the District 8 Criminal Court later this afternoon. Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Attorney General, Timothy Maynard, has reported that serious crimes against tourists in Barbados are very low, and he highlights the significant efforts the police service has made to keep the island safe for visitors. He was addressing the stakeholders in the tourism and security sectors at the National Workshop on Tourism and Security this morning at the courtyard by the Marriott.
Police statistics show that crimes against tourists remain low. The majority of incidents are property-related, such as burglary and theft, and even these have declined in some divisions. The Barbados Police Service has responded with expanded patrols, community policing initiatives, and increased CCTV coverage, ensuring that visitors and locals alike can enjoy our island with confidence.
He stressed that tourism security is not a police matter only.
Crime is a wicked problem which cannot be solved with the press of a button. It has to be managed holistically and with the involvement of all stakeholders. Tourism security is not the responsibility of law enforcement alone. It involves the private sector, civil society, and yes, visitors themselves. Through community engagement programs, public education campaigns, and stakeholder consultations, we are nurturing a climate and a culture where everyone plays a role in protecting the sanctity of our island.
Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Attorney General, Timothy Maynard. The Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados has welcomed the decisive action taken by Education Minister Chad Blackman as efforts intensify to crack down on the sale of unhealthy foods near schools. Chief Executive Officer Greta Yearwood says it is important such a stance be taken so all involved can appreciate the severity of the situation.
The school nutrition policy was launched in 2023, and it is this type of strong leadership that is required to ensure our children's health is prioritized at such a critical time. We thank the Minister for taking this hands-on approach to secure the health of generations in our educational system.
Chief Executive Officer at the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados, Greta Yearwood. The move has also been supported by the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, which says easy access to sugar-sweetened beverages and ultra-processed snacks outside school gates continues to undermine the goals of the school nutrition policy launched in 2023. This is the Lunchtime Edition. As the world observes the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, advocates in Barbados are calling on government to urgently act and enforce an amended disability legislation. Earlier this year, the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2025 was laid in Parliament, but months later, enforcement remains limited. Operations Manager of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor, has renewed calls for swift government action, stressing that persons with disabilities continue to face daily barriers due to the delays in implementation.
This landmark legislation was widely welcomed as a long-awaited breakthrough, one that finally provides a strong legal framework to protect the rights of persons with disabilities, mandate accessibility, and eliminate discrimination. However, even as we celebrate its passage through Parliament, I would openly acknowledge a critical concern. The Act has not yet been assigned and gazetted. Until this final step is completed, the law cannot take effect, and the phase time lines for compliance cannot begin, and national implementation, already long overdue, remains stalled.
Operations Manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor. Teachers across Barbados and the wider region are being urged to move beyond traditional teaching methods and embrace a new era of education. The call came from Chairperson of the Board of Management at the Erdiston Teachers Training College, Dr. Sylvia Henry, as she addressed the launch of the self-directed learning modules. The program focuses on literacy, numeracy, leadership, special education, and civic and social duties, and is designed to promote independent learning among teachers and students.
Historically, teaching relied heavily on direct instruction and rote learning. But today, our educators are expected to engage students through student-centered learning, differentiated instruction, and we know all the words, play-based, project-based learning, as well as other collaborative and active learning strategies. Today's educators cannot succeed with a mindset rooted in the past. Our teachers cannot exist or expect to achieve successful results in today's classroom with a mindset of yesterday. Erdiston Teachers Training College has added this suite of self-directed modules with AI tools to support your professional growth and development.
Chairperson of the Board of Management at the Erdiston Teachers Training College, Dr. Sylvia Henry. Our top stories. A man charged with the murder and multiple firearm offenses in the recent President Kennedy Drive incident a couple weeks ago. A disability advocate calls for urgent enforcement of recently introduced legislation, the call coming on the International Day for Persons with Disabilities. Embrace the new era of education, that message to all teachers across Barbados. It's Dr. Sylvia Henry, the chairperson of the Erdiston Teachers Training College, making that call. The Office of the Attorney General reporting crimes against tourists remain very low in Barbados. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.